Farm Network. Wet growing conditions are inviting white mold to the soybeans near Cooperstown, North Dakota. That, according to Innovation Ag owner Brandon Kruger.
How bad it is yet to be determined, kind of, but it is there. It's showing up.
Kruger says there are several varieties that look good, but maturity is the challenge.
P7907 AM is looking really good. New P8352 AM, 8736 AM, 8989 AM, and 9188 are all looking very well this year for the corn side. Move over to the soybean side. Our P01A84X looking really well. P03A17X is looking good too. A new P05A35 is looking really well in the plot. And of course, the P08A72X is looking fantastic all up and down our area.
The 2019 growing season has been like a roller coaster, that according to Ron Wegleitner in Claremont, South Dakota. First big hill on that roller coaster was the late planting season.
And I said we've had a lot of rain, so we have some spots drowned out in the areas, which is going to give us another challenge at harvest time because the low spots and around them are set back probably 2 weeks from the rest of the cornfield, so they're going to be a little wetter. And so, yeah, we've seen from the cold weather, things are a little slower than normal in our area. I think right now we're like 120-some heat units behind our five-year average, but we're about 500 units behind last year, which was really a super year last year.
Wegleitner says there are many different scenarios. The humidity and dew could bring some white mold challenges. So far, though, he says he hasn't seen much of that in any of his fields.
And this year, we've got a couple new hybrids that have a good 6-score rating against white mold. And one's an 09, and the other one's a 1.8 variety. So we planted a lot of that, and so far it looks good. I'm hoping it hangs on and gets us through with it, because that's a big plus in our area.